Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, continues.
Welcome back to the holiday edition of the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, happy to be joined now by Tremon Williams. Tremon, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Let's start since it is the holiday edition. Mm-hmm. Any Christmas traditions for you, Tremon? Anything that you get excited about at the holiday season?
Just family. You know, any Christmas without family really is tough. It's useless in my book. So if I can get some family in town and, you know, get around the tree, open presents, that's all I need.
Absolutely. Any favorite meals? Is there a meal you like to have on Christmas?
I like pretty much everything. You know, obviously, you always want to start with the desserts. So I'm always a sweet potato casserole guy.
So, okay.
Yeah, sweet potato casserole. If you can give me that,
I'm good. All right. Yeah. I like it. All right, then last question. We've been asked. We asked Coach Pettine this, and he gave the wrong answer. We'll see what you say. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes.
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 Tremon Williams. There we go.
Yeah. Of course.
Tough for him to climb another rung on the ladder, but he just did so, folks, right here on the show today. All right, let's talk a little football for you. Mm-hmm. Final two games. You're going against Kansas City, mm-hmm. Pittsburgh. What do you guys want to accomplish at this point?
We just want to be better as a team. You know, obviously we want to get wins, but it starts off with your own individual personal battle, and everyone has to be just a little bit better, just a little bit better. You know, you go back to the Seattle game, we go back and we watch film, and we mess up on some of the simplest things, the day one things, and it's tough because, you know, throughout the game we felt that we was in striking distance. It wasn't a game of what the score said, I believe. So, you know, if we can get some of those things corrected, I think that we can put together a good two games. So we want to finish strong.
For you personally, since you talked about some personal goals, you're going to get Jeremy Maclin.
Right.
And then Antonio Brown, two of the top receivers in the National Football League.
No doubt.
So what do you want to accomplish for yourself personally these last two games against two guys of that caliber?
Just put my best foot forward. Obviously, you know that when you get those two guys, you're going to have your work cut out for you that day. So I want to be mentally ready, mentally tough, and go out and put together a good performance. You know, obviously, it's going to be tough against those guys, but I've done it before, and I believe we can do it. So as long as I can go out and do my part, we should be able to get wins, hopefully.
Alex Smith, it's tough to get interceptions against Alex Smith. Only four on the season, only one since week three. How do you approach that when you know that, okay, maybe there aren't going to be the opportunities to make that kind of a play?
No doubt about it. That's something that Alex done pretty much his whole career. He's a conservative guy, but he knows when to take shots. He picks and chooses where he want to take his risk at. So you do have to go into a game like that and say, man, it might be tough to get an interception off this guy, but whenever the opportunity do present itself, whenever they do decide to take that shot, you want to be in your best position, and hopefully you can make him pay for it.
Who's the best receiver you've ever gone against in your career?
Oh, man. It's tough because, I mean, I was going against Calvin twice a year,
yeah.
Brandon Marshall twice a year. It's tough to say, man. It's a lot of great guys in this league. It's hard to just put one over the other. So
that's a pretty good duo, by the way, Calvin Johnson and Brandon Marshall.
No doubt about it.
All right, if there could be one thing under your tree this year, what would it be?
Just my kids' presence.
All right, I like it.
You know, nothing more, nothing less. Just my kids' presence. As long as I can do for them, I'm happy.
A good family man. Tremon, thank you so much for being
with us.
Happy holidays to you, and best of luck against the Chiefs this Sunday.
Thank you.